الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, children, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today is Ashratu Sa'ah, the signs of Qiyamah, and what happened this week is a game changer as well. What we are referring to is, we know the leaders of America and Israel met at the White House, and you know the announcement they made that now rather they will opt for a one-state solution than two-state. So all this, we must remember, is beneficial for us as Muslims. When you study the history of Zionism, then you will come to know what their agenda is and what will happen in future. We will give you all the details and references. Number one, in 1948, there was a place called Baitul Muqaddas, Baitul Maqdis. And remember, Muslims, the Arabs were living there and some Christians. But these people, the Jews said, there is a land without a people and a people without a land. And that is how they started coming in there. And we find in 1948, in May, it was announced a new nation, a new country, a new state has been established. And that is the state of Israel. Then in 1967, you see they occupied Jerusalem, they occupied the Golan Heights, all these places. And now they smack every Muslim in the face and they say that the land of Jerusalem is the undivided eternal capital. So that is the dream for them come true. Now they are currently busy with the third agenda. The third item on the agenda is to expand the borders. And what are the borders according to them? And if you ask them, from where did you get these borders? They say it is mentioned there in the Torah, in the Bible. Oh, you must remember it is mentioned in their holy books and scriptures. If you look at the flag of Israel, you will know it is a white flag with a blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, the Star of David in between. And the lines on top and the bottom are not for decoration and beautification. They are smack in the face of every Muslim male and female. Min al-Furati ila Nil, from the Euphrates River in Iraq, right up to River Nile, this includes Medina Munawwara as well. So we as a Muslim Ummah need to wake up from our slumber and understand the real politics that's going on. So you will see that they are not waiting for anybody because they have a new leader in America who is very sympathetic to them, and now the borders will expand. They will keep Muslims there who are their puppets, as you see in Iraq, they have the Shia, in Egypt they have their men there. So that is how their borders expand. What is the final item on the agenda? When you go to Palestine, then you find the 35 acres of land, which there's a big wall around there, all that is part of Aqsa. And then you find in Masjid al-Aqsa, the structure is in front, and at the back is Qubbatu Sakhra, the Dome of the Rock. Remember that Dome of the Rock is their final agenda, Qubbatu Sakhra. They wish to demolish it, abolish it, they don't make any secret of it. And they say once they demolish it, Allah forbid, Surah Yasin is inscribed there. It was built in the 72nd year after Hijrah by Abdul Malik bin Marwan. And we find they want to replace it with Haikale Sulaimani. Food for thought for the Muslim Ummah. Where are the Muslims? Where are the Arabs? Let us go back. Most of us were alive. In 1994, 15th Ramadan, Fajr time, Baruch Goldstein came into Masjid Khalilur Rahman with a Uzi, and remember our brothers were full, the Masjid was full. And he opened fire on them, 29 of them became shaheed and martyrs in the Masjid. The eventual death toll was about 70, they succumbed to the injuries. So apartheid regime of Israel, they allowed the persons dead, they buried him, and then they had a big tomb and mausoleum made for him, for Baruch Goldstein, the terrorist. But see what they did to the Masjid. They murdered our people, and remember I read Salat Day 89, in 92, the entire Masjid belonged to us. So what they did is, they partitioned the Masjid in Khalilur Rahman, Hebron, and they said the front portion belongs to you Muslim, and the back portion they took it over. So they want to do the same thing with Masjid al-Aqsa, Allah forbid. They say, fine, in front you keep your Masjid, at the back where the Dome of the Rock is, they will occupy it, take it over, and they will call it Haikale Sulaimani, the Temple of Solomon. So this is their agenda. What we say, what is going to unfold? Today you hear of Aleppo. Halab is called in Arabic. Do you know what is Aleppo? Do we know what is Halab, my brothers? Inshallah, in the evening I will show you, there's no time now. Every Quran Sharif that you see in Haramain Sharifain, Makkah Mukarrama, Madinah Munawwara, remember is written by Sheikh Usman Taha. Sheikh Usman Taha is 85 years old. He hails from Halab, from Aleppo. He wrote the Quran, not with computer. He wrote the Quran Sharif 7 times. To write the Quran Sharif once, taken 3 years. More than 20 years was spent in writing the Quran Sharif. Then they gave it to Mujamma Malik Fahad, and then it was presented to the world, and millions of copies are now distributed. That land of Syria will see the following. Now you need to understand the sequence of events. Our topic is Ashratu Sa'a, what will happen? One side, the American regime, the Israeli regime are busy. وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِينَ They plot and plan, and Allah has His master plan, and Allah is the best of planners. When this ummah, and we're heading in that direction, becomes totally rudderless, and now this total fragmentation, people are on the verge of losing hope and becoming disillusioned. Lo and behold, a leader will pass away, and Almighty Allah Jalla Wala will send Hazrat Mahdi radiallahu anh. There between Hajar al-Aswad and Rukn Yamani, as mentioned in Abu Dawood, remember the Abdal, the very pious people, will recognize the Mahdi and they will take the oath of allegiance on his hands. From there he will go to Syria. His function will be to bring about unity in this fragmented ummah. And while the unity is increasing and being enhanced, Almighty Allah will send Nabi Isa alayhi salam down. That is in Dimashq. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. The greatest masjid day is the Umayyad Masjid. Nabi Yahya alayhi salam, who was murdered by the Jews, and remember his head given to a prostitute, is buried in that very masjid. Nevertheless, let's go on and see that he will come down. And today the Shia, la'anahumullah, have taken control of that masjid. And every khutbah, if you want to see it, I can show it to you on my phone if you understand Arabic, how they curse the Sunnis, you and me, every Friday. Nevertheless, at that area there, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will come down. What will be the main function of Nabi Isa alayhi salam? This is chronologically the events. So Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will become the leader after Hazrat Mahdi. Hazrat Mahdi will pass away. Between Tel Aviv and Jerusalem, there's a place called Lut. Even today it's called Lut. There Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will kill Dajjal. What you are seeing now is the hadith in Abu Dawood. People are taking, even they are saying it, fake news. People remember will start believing the wrong things, and what is the truth that they will reject. So the small dajjal will emerge. So many rulers who are roaming around today, they belong to that dajjal family. Not the big dajjal. The big dajjal will emerge during the time of Isa alayhi salam. And therefore each one of us, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam encouraged us, in salat, out of salat. Before we make salam, there are various du'as to be made. One du'a the Master alayhi salam said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min fitnatil masih ad-dajjal. Oh Ummah, read this dua abundantly. Oh Almighty Allah, I seek your protection from the trials and tribulations of Masih ad-dajjal. He's called Masih because his eye is damaged. Dajjal, the biggest deceiver. His authentic hadith, if you open Nasai and Abu Dawood and various compilations. Nevertheless, between Tel Aviv, Jerusalem, Nabi Isa alayhi salam will kill him. And that is one of the biggest functions of Nabi Isa alayhi salam. Nabi Isa alayhi salam will then have peace. The people who followed him, there will be peace. Those who oppose him, they will be eliminated. All that will happen. But then another big trial for this ummah. And what is a big trial? Ya'juj, Ma'juj, Gog and Magog will emerge. If you go today to Palestine, you will find a place called Lake Tiberias, Buhayra Tabariya. So open Mishkat Musnad Ahmed, you will find the terms there. So they will come and drink up all that water there. And then Nabi Isa a.s. will tell his followers that, see, even I cannot fight them because they are too powerful. Wherever Ya'juj, Ma'juj go, they will just rape, plunder and loot the people. They will be so drunk with power, they will take the bow and arrow, they will shoot the arrow towards the skies. And they will say, Katalna man fil ard, everyone on this earth we have killed who is our enemy. And when that arrow comes back, it will be filled with blood and stains of blood. They will say, Allah forbid, qatalna man fi sama. We even kill Allah, Allah forbid. So that is according to the figment of the imagination. Nabi Isa alayhi salam and his people will take sanctuary where? At Tur Sinin, Mount Sinai. And Almighty Allah will make it such that they all will be protected. He, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, will beg Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala, Ya Allah, punish these people, Ya'juj, Ma'juj, for all the havoc, mayhem, chaos they are causing. Yea, on their necks. All this is references. So open Mishkat Sharif, Mustan Ahmad, everywhere you will find in the hadith. Almighty Allah will place that swell and sore here on their necks. Slowly, all of them will die. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam and his companions and followers will descend. There will be a terrible stench and smell. He will make dua, Ya Allah, send the rains and the water and fling them away. They will be thrown into the ocean. Again, Isa alayhi salatu salam, with these people, remember, there will be peace and so forth. Thereafter, remember Isa alayhi salatu salam is married, he has children, he passes away day in Madinah Munawwara and buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is what the West calls the Armageddon. We need to understand what we call Qiyamah, and before Qiyamah, they call the Armageddon. So everything is going to happen in the land of Palestine. Everything is going to happen in Syria. Everything will happen there in the Middle East. So today when you look at your TV, you listen on the radio, you read your newspapers, don't just swallow everything. All this is prophesied by Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Master alayhi salatu salam taught us of Biladush Sham. Let me just bring you up to speed with what's happening there. Remember today in Syria, you have the Russians there. The Russians have become the biggest player, bigger than America, bigger than everybody else. Why? They have a naval base in Tartus. And now they have found so much oil, so much gas. So one side is Russia, one side is China, one side is Iran. And remember, these are the big players now. All of them on battlefield, obviously. So therefore, they won't allow anybody access there. They already want Israel. How dare you fly into Syria? How dare you fly over Syria to Lebanon? So that portion is already closed for Israel. This is Allah's system. Those people who consider themselves the superpower, Almighty Allah brings another power, and now they will fight among themselves. وَكَذَلِكَ نُوَلِّي بَعْدَ الظَّالِمِينَ Almighty Allah makes it such that some zalims and oppressors, they fight the other zalims. The other player in Syria is, we must remember, Iran and Hezbollah. So they are the ones, they want to change the entire demographics of Syria. I've been to Syria thrice or four times, I can't remember. If you know what is Syria, Syria, Hafiz Assad came into power in 1963. People hear the name, we Sunnis are so naive and simple and say, no, we just accept everything. Some people even think he's Hafiz of Quran. He's not even Muslim, he's Kafir. You must remember that in Hama in 1982, he killed 40,000 Ikhwanul Muslimin, the Muslim Brotherhood, the same Hafiz al-Assad. He slaughtered the Sunnis. You go to Makkah Mukarramah today, the greatest commentator of the Noble Quran, our Ustad, Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, he hails from Halab, from Aleppo. Go sit with these ulama and go ask them what the Shia regime did to them. Syria is 85% Sunni, and remember 10-15% the Alawi Shia Kafir regime. But what they did, they used their army, and they used Iran, and they used Hezbollah, and Russia came in. And you see, today 7-6 million of our brothers and sisters' children have become Usara. They have become refugees. See how many in Turkey, how many in other countries. So this is what they did. Now they bring in the Shias. Shias must come into Syria from Iran, from Iraq, from Lebanon, from Iraq, wherever they want to. Now look at the similarity. Israel tells the world, any person who is a Jew, you come into Israel, you make Aliyah, no questions asked, we will give you everything. One proviso, you must just learn Hebrew. So that's one slight condition they have, they call it Aliyah. What is Sharia doing? The same thing. They say, you are a Shia, you are welcome here, not too many questions asked, and we want to get rid. So what they did to our women by raping them, what they did to our ulama, remember the torture, murdering them, you know Amnesty's report came out. Remember all this happened, that Bashar Assad came into power in 2000. He had nothing to do with politics. His other brother, Bassam, he was being groomed. But Almighty Allah's system, Bassam died in an accident. So Bashar came on to the scene, and that is what he did. So you must remember that everything is unfolding. So where do we fit in all this? We fit in all this, my brothers. Victory is ours. You must believe that as a Muslim. Almighty Allah has told us in two places, and you witness it with your own eyes. Open Surah Bani Israel, Surah 17, in the ending. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعْدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا We will bring them, the Jews, we will bring the enemies, and in groups and groups. So you see, if you go to Israel, the Jews from America, the Jews from Europe, the Jews from South Africa, various countries, they assemble there. Say, this is our motherland, this is our homeland, and remember, this is our land. The settlers are stealing, the government is stealing. Now the grave land, the land grave is going on, all this is going on. So Allah's system. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu salam will come. The Muslims will be there. The Arabs will be very few. The Arabs will be very few. وَيْلٌ لِلْعَرَبِ Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, woe to the Arabs. Sahaba asked Zainab radiallahu anha and them, why ya Rasulullah? أَنُوهُ لَكْ وَفِينَ الصَّالِحُونَ Will we get destroyed when there are so many pious people? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, yes. إِذَا كَثُرَ الْخَبَثِ When the vices are predominant, then Allah will decimate and destroy you. It's authentic hadith in Sahih Muslim. There are two, three ahadith like that. The Arabs will be very, very few. So the Nile Arabs were visiting there with Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. Not that we got anything against the Arabs. Nay, they gave us Islam. We are always indebted to them. But we need to know what is going to happen. So they will be there, the major portion of Nabi Isa alayhi salam's army, and see what Quran says. In Surah 17, what was the verse there? فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ جِئْنَا بِكُمْ لَفِيفًا. We will bring you in groups and groups. See the starting of this verse. Listen carefully. فَإِذَا جَاءَ وَعَدُ الْآخِرَةِ. When the final analysis comes, the last promise of Allah, لِيَسُوءُ وُجُوهَكُمْ. The Muslim army will disfigure your faces. The Muslims will defeat the Zionists, the Jews, whoever is with them, from any country. Quran is saying, وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ. They will enter Masjid al-Aqsa as they entered the first time. And that is the time of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anh. Jerusalem was not won with negotiations. To have negotiations is a waste of time. It will only be liberated, remember, through jihad. Quran is telling us this. وَلِيَدْخُلُوا الْمَسْجِدَ كَمَا دَخَلُوهُ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ وَلِيُتَبِّرُوا مَا عَلَوْا تَتْبِيرًا. And their pride and arrogance, they do as they please, and no one can ask a question. We are the selected people. We are the chosen people of God. So Almighty Allah says, Allah will crush their arrogance. So victory is ours, brothers. But we need to be careful of 3-4 groups. I'll speak to you tonight about these issues. Number one, the Zionists, our enemy. Number two, the Shias, our enemy. Number three, remember that any person who sides with them, we got no shortage of munafiqeen and hypocrites today. How many people are selling out Islam? وَفِيكُمْ سَمَّعُونَ لَهُمْ. As I speak to you today, how do I know? I'm live on the radio. The program goes out to the whole world. How do I know today in this masjid there's no spy? When I go to other countries, every masjid has a spy. If you go to Europe, if you go to America, you go to here. The Imam will tell me, be very careful what you speak of, because in our masjid we have intelligence. Same thing we have in South Africa now. Remember, in our masajid, we have the Muslims who are munafiqeen, who sell their deen for the dollars. Understand what is happening. So when we have this influx, foreigners and others, so you will get foreigners, some of them, I don't say all, one, two. Our South Africans, some of them, they will be the munafiqeen who will sell this deen because of their own agenda. So we need to know what's really happening in our country and in other countries and see the laws, how they are changing. Remember, everywhere in the world, one easy example I give you and I conclude. We believe Adam and Eve. Allah created Nabi Adam alayhi salam and Sayyidah Hawa radiallahu anha. They say Adam and Eve, Adam and Steve. A person can get married to Eve, he can get married to Steve. Today, if you speak in certain countries against them, the gay brigade, remember, you will be charged for hate crime, and it's coming to South Africa as well. Why? Because they consider that as a human rights issue. Imagine, we will be gay. We can't speak against them because it's a human rights issue. So what happened to your freedom of religion? What happened to us and the Christians and everybody else who are against it? So brothers, understand what is happening in this world. They want the Muslims to keep quiet. But وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ. Allah has His master plan. Trump thought He came and He's got the trump card. Allah is humiliating Him. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِيمٍ. Whosoever Almighty Allah humiliates, there is no one to give Him honor. And Allah is showing again and again, the only people who have the trump card are the Muslims. So we have to rise up to the challenge. Take the Deenul Islam, we have the best, and share it with the rest, with everybody, Muslim and non-Muslim. May Almighty Allah Jalla Wala protect the Haramain Sharifain, protect Masjid al-Aqsa, make us from those who become the ambassadors of Islam, and make our Fatima on Iman. Wa akhiru da'wana, and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.